target could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Hey, hey. I hear there's been very capable hands in my absence.
Yes, yes. We had comedians. We had the likes of St and Eve filling in for you, duo.
That's comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's comedy in itself. You just got back from the land of movies. You know, great trip, I'm sure.
Yeah, had a great time. This show, of course, no stranger to representing one's home country on the world stage.
Yeah.
So I was out there proudly representing Aotearoa in a seat watching the Clippers play basketball.
Oh, awesome.
on the dance floor for Charlie XCX on the Sweat Tour.
Mm.
Just doing it for all you guys.
Yeah, doing the service.
Yeah.
And it was all good.
It was great. Good. Guys, Laneway's going to be so good.
Hell yeah. Get excited, guys. And so did you manage to catch anything in your travels?
Apart from this bug that I think I caught when I came home.
Auckland Airport.
Yeah, look, I checked out a few things. Some films definitely caught my eye. I couldn't quite make it to a screening of a film called Frankie Frico, which we'll talk about once we're able to watch it here.
Yeah, right.
But that's just one to sort of just file aside for the future. I did go to The New Beverly, which is Quentin Tarantino's repertory, classic and catalogue film theatre. Plays right. Everything plays around 35mm.
Wow.
Went to a grindhouse double there of two slices of good weirdness in a setting that as much as anything else was great, because they really did treat that cinema like a temple in the same way that Hollywood Avondale does here.
Yeah.
But maybe even like to the nth degree of really reiterating not to be a dick during a movie, and with an audience that was really really happy to play along.
Wow.
So it was cool.
Good cinema etiquette. Cool. Yeah.
But mostly I've been ignoring my responsibilities.
Hell yeah. Well, you know, that's great. It's good to have a break sometimes.
Yeah, but man, it's come back with a vengeance this week. So one really exciting update today. I had a big rant about this a month or two ago when I was trying to encourage people to go along and see Rap World at the Capitol Cinema. This is American comedian Connor O'Malley's incredibly funny comedy movie. I guess it's a movie. It's nudging about an hour in length.
Right.
A film that's unreleasable because of the music cues. It's set in the late 2000s, and there's like Coldplay songs in it and stuff.
Right.
It's not legitimately sourced.
Okay. Right.
So sort of destined to be the stuff of one-off screenings or a video on YouTube that seems like it's unlisted. Connor did put it up himself, but you can watch Rap World on YouTube. I can't recommend this enough. This was such a special watch. Watching three young men procrastinate their way through trying to make the greatest rap album of all time in one night was a really entertaining. Really exciting.
Yeah.
Watch. So you can find that on YouTube.
Yeah.
There's probably a few things called Rap World on YouTube. So maybe maybe look up Connor O'Malley to
Rap WRRA.
Just the normal words. So there's probably about approximately 1.4 million videos with Rap and World in the title. But you'll know it when you find it, and it's a really good watch. Everything else I'm thinking about today is pretty Halloween-y, funnily enough.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
It's really crept up on us.
Of course, that is tomorrow.
Yeah, and I was very disappointed to find because of my own disorganization more than anything else, that I've missed out on Hollywood Avondale's Halloween Night Extravaganza, which is John Carpenter's The Thing tomorrow night, which is a fantastic film, and sounds like Hollywood's going all out to make that super special experience. So if you go into that, bloody good on you, and get stuffed. but those of us that are unable to attend have got some other cinema options to consider.
Mm-hmm.
Still in general release on sort of one shape or another. Smile 2, The Substance, Speak No Evil, Alien Romulus, and Long Legs.
Oh,
so
yeah.
if the stuff that you haven't caught, I can't speak to Smile 2, but I somewhat enjoyed the first Smile.
I saw the trailer for that. It looks really scary.
It does look really scary. The scary resemblance of Jack Nicholson's son to him is also really scary. And on the classic films front, screening tomorrow night in various locations. You can figure out where and when by having exquisite flicks, probably. 80s films Poltergeist and The Blob, and also the anniversary re-release of Edgar Wright's Shaun of the Dead. A few different things to check out and about.
Yeah.
But my hot tip for at-home viewing tomorrow is a film that sort of arrived with little fanfare. It's streaming on Shudder, the horror streaming service, which, sort of indicates what you're dealing with.
Mm.
A film called Azrael. It's directed by E.L. Katz, who had a really memorable, I think it was his debut, a film called Cheap Thrills about a decade ago.
Yeah.
It's written by Simon Barrett, who's responsible for Your Next and a number of other sort of recent indie horror hits. And it stars Samara Weaving, who's also been doing double duty with a fantastic Fifth Element costume on Instagram. But this is not an Instagram costume segment. This is a movie segment. So we'll stick to that part of it. I dug this horror. This is a gritty, grim survival horror.
Mm.
But what makes it particularly interesting is it's set in a scenario that I don't think we see explored that often in horror movies at all, which is in the aftermath of the rapture.
Right.
And not like the immediate aftermath.
Yeah.
And not the aftermath in like TV show The Leftovers, oh, let's all be kind of sad and try to figure out this existential crisis way.
Mm.
But nah, everything's effed up and it's kind of like, it's more like The Last of Us than the lovely kind of left behind Christian propaganda style film. But the guts of this is that much of the population has renounced speaking in the wake of the rapture.
Yeah.
And some have resorted to self-mutilation. So this is a very dialogue light film. There are some noises of pain and exertion and pain. But Samara Weaving's character is just basically trying not to get killed for the movie. Pursued by other nasty humans and also some kind of like slow moving demons called burned ones who love the smell and the taste of human blood.
Ugh.
And so I guess what we've got to look forward to, presuming we're not raptured up, is that we'll have to do something painful to our vocal cords and then just kind of roam around a stuffed world with these kind of blackened demons sort of shuffling after us.
It sounds like a quiet place.
Wanting to eat us. It's a bit like A Quiet Place, but with the Bible.
Ah, right.
In the
Christian
in the
version.
I dug this because I sort of felt like, this is probably set, I don't know, a decade, 2 decades after the rapture's happened. The world's kind of collapsed.
Mm.
But it's very much clinging on, humanity clinging on by its fingernails.
Right.
While also devil shit is happening. So it's a nice combo.
Oh, that's exciting. Halloween, eh?
Halloween.
What a joyous occasion.
Ain't it just? So that's Azrael. You can check that on Shudder. And if you are an old person like myself, you'll remember a movie called Young Frankenstein, one of spoof king Mel Brooks's classic films. I mentioned that today because its star Terry Garr has unfortunately passed away, also star of Tootsie. Young Frankenstein's a black and white spoof of the kind of classic Universal era monster movies.
Mm.
I don't know how well the humor is going to hold up. I think it's from 1974 or 1976. I'm going to try and dust off a VHS copy of it tonight and take it for a spin. It's a bit of a gentle ease into Halloween. Hard recommend.
Yeah.
Without having seen it for 2 or 3 decades.
You're not showing your age at all, Steve.
That's a visual medium.
Yeah, right visual now. Medium. Awesome. Wow. Plenty of of choices for your Halloween, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, sorry, it's a bit of a blitzkrieg today, but it's all just been, look, it's been building up for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, awesome. Hey, well, thank you so much, Steve, and we'll catch you next time.
See you next week.
Beauty.
Real orchards use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.